Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Hey guys, sometimes relationships fall apart because of people's jobs. Oh, but Fev's just pointed at Byron and that's really unfair.
My girlfriend just got a job on a breakfast show in the Latrobe Valley. Ooh. Have a listen if you're out there. TRFM, she's on fire.
That's a lot of distance.
She's moved away.
If anything, it's brought us closer.
You've got the bachelor pad, you've brought a PlayStation, you've jazzed it all up, you've brought new furniture, you've got a car park. Yep. You have never been higher.
I'm on fire.
Yep.
Well, no, you're not what I was talking. I'm not talking about you. Do you know? Are you familiar with Girls? You know the show starring Lena Dunham?
I'm glad you said the show. Are you familiar with Girls?
I've got four
we'll
of
break
them
it down
home.
Again.
There's one of the actresses on there, Jemima Kirk. She's only 31 and she's going through a divorce with her husband of 7 years and she's blaming acting for her divorce. So essentially her job, she's saying that's it. That's why the job, for the relationship fell apart. And I get it. It happens.
You're an actor, yeah?
Thank you. No, I was in a relationship and I remember I had an opportunity to...
venture?
Well, yeah, it was to venture, actually. When I was offered the job of weather presenter for Sunrise.
I saw a couple of those clips yesterday on our Instagram page.
Oh, I thought you were just YouTubing me, just going through my archive.
No, you're sitting on top of a tree and said you might not know where I am.
Why is that on our Instagram?
You're sitting on a tree in a red dress.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You could find me in places that you never thought.
The caption was, why is Fifi up a tree? Which I thought was a fair question.
I need to pay more attention to our social media.
It weirded me out. I'm like, how did she get up? She's in high heels. Who climbs a tree in high heels?
Amazing.
I'm going to have a look at that. But that's, anyway, when I was offered that job, now that job required me travelling. It's one of the most draining, exhausting jobs in television because you're constantly on the move. And I feel for anyone who does that job. But at the time, I was already in a long distance relationship and it was sort of, we'd been together for 3 or 4 years and it was like, right, we're ready to go to the next level. And I went, I'm just going to have to take this job. And he was, I don't see how we'll make it if you take that job. And it was sort of a bit of me or the job.
Well, Luke, were you like, yes?
No, I wasn't, but I was determined to take that job. So I did choose the job.
Hey, Boxy, please tell me you broke up with him by saying, here's a 7-day forecast. Wednesday, you're single.
No, but it was a... It was an interesting...
Tuesday stormy, Wednesday gone.
Oh, guys, there was a single front coming through and...
It was an interesting crossroads because I realised at that stage in my life that work and career was more important to me than maybe
that guy.
A relationship. No, and that's an example. I know that work has ruined some of my relationships.
Sure. But I find that most Hollywood actors and actresses, when they break up, it's the work. No. They met each other through their work. So they know what they've got. They know what to expect.
Hang on. This guy wasn't an actor, though.
Yeah, but she is.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, but she's just going, I'm a big actor now. See you later.
Yeah. See you later, pleb. Have you ever heard of
I'm stepping up my game.
Exactly. Or some would say, actors are selfish. But
let's not even talk about acting. 13, 10, 60. Did your job ruin your relationship? It could be anything. Sometimes it's just, the fact that you're busy. If you're a manager at work and you're working overtime. I mean, Sonda, she's an executive producer of this show.
He's saying her relationship's going to break up. She's married, mate.
Problems?
Mate, this is never... My relationship's never been stronger because I didn't get out of bed till 11.
Yeah.
I'm off at work. I'm not there in the morning. I'm not asleep. She doesn't think I'm lazy anymore. My relationship's never been better.
Because she's barely seen you.
Yes.
If anything, your absence helps this relationship.
100%.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Lots of reasons why relationships end. One of them is work. Sometimes work gets in the way. And we're going to the phones. You're all being very quiet. You're all looking at me like you want to say something.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just talked about a certain situation, didn't you?
Yeah. What?
You had your little job. You had your little relationship. And you went, oh, guess what? Someone's losing here. And it's definitely not my paycheck.
That can also be where you're at in your life. At any particular time, you're like, work's really important to me. I'm building my career. I can imagine lots of relationships either in their 20s or in their 30s when people are trying to cement their way in their career path, in their vocation. Work can get in the way of the relationship. And
there's no better thing than on our Instagram page.
Oh, gosh.
Because you climbed the tree.
That was the job you left him for, to climb that tree.
I know. Don't even remember climbing this tree.
It's a sunrise weather girl job. And you've said to this guy, sorry, I've got to, I've really committed to my career. And your actual career is climbing a tree.
Climbing the corporate tree.
I'd love to help you out, but I got a cubby house. And there's not enough room for both of us.
Yeah, I've just found it. What is this, Sonda? What is this doing on our Instagram
feed? Go to our Instagram. Give it a like. Give it some love.
What have you done here?
It's very good. But we'll throw to the phones. And
anyway, 131060, you've distracted me. Jess from Cranbourne. Hi, Jess.
Hi, hon.
Jess, I've just been humiliated on Instagram and I've only just found out. But I'm a bit distracted. Why did work ruin your relationship?
I was a carpenter and my partner at the time said that he didn't want to be with me if I was working with a bunch of guys.
Oh, really? Jealous. So hang on, what was the job you were doing?
Carpenter.
Carpenter.
No, I was a carpenter.
So he essentially, the fact that you were around men meant that the relationship was over.
Yep.
That is extraordinary.
Yeah, that is. What? Mate, half the population's men, mate. You can't get around that.
Yeah, that's for the best.
That is for the best.
Yeah, that's worked out.
Sam from Epping. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Sam. Sam, what job or what relationship ended because of a job?
Well, I'm technically still working in security.
Mm.
I'm actually going through a divorce because of my job.
Is it out of interest, Sam? Is it because of the hours? Yeah.
12-hour days, night shift.
Oh, so essentially you were gone from dinner time through to the next morning and then sleep all day?
From 9 to 9.
Yeah.
I'm actually still working right now.
I hope the place is secure. Sam, that's really tough. Is that, I'm guessing.
The robbers are gone. Yes, he's on the phone. Get in and get out.
He's stopping the guys in their balaclavas. I'm on the radio.
That's really sad. But that is shift work. Shift work can definitely challenge your relationship.
Security guards have got a tough job.
Sam, can I ask, because I want to feel better about this situation, were there other reasons the relationship failed?
No, actually, I've got two kids as well, little boys. So, you know, it's always work, and there's, you know, not enough time for the holidays, or you know, you miss out on the birthdays and your little celebrations that go on in the little family.
Sam, I don't want to get too deep on this, but was it an option to change vocation or try and get another job that had daytime hours?
I'm actually in the process of that at the moment. Yeah, so, you know, trying to keep the marriage happening.
Trying to stay strong.
Yeah.
Mate, if you wait out a year, you might be able to take my gig.
Yeah, that's true.
Breakfast radio.
Yeah.
I'll probably get that.
Yeah, beautiful. Where do you send your resumes to?
Mate, just go on a show and you get a job.
Well, good luck with that in the jungle. Eat some bugs.
Yeah, no, well, I hope it always
happens. Yeah, good luck with that, Sam.
Hasn't given up on it, and he's going to try and change jobs. That's great.
Tough gig, 12-hour days.
Isn't it? Oh, fair. Chloe from Sunbury.
No, but 9 till 9.
No, I know. Well, I was comparing it to your tough days. Chloe from Sunbury. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, did you have a relationship fail because of your job?
It did. I'm a mechanic, and my ex-boyfriend didn't like the fact that I was more manly than him.
Oh.
Gee, carpenter. Women are struggling to be carpenters and mechanics at the moment. That's a shame. Did like the fact that you could maybe change a tyre or you know fix
that,
an engine?
That did happen one time. Pop the tyre on the side of the road. So I obviously had to get out. He didn't know how to do that. So
he should love that. Like I wouldn't have a clue how to change a tyre. I'd love to date Chloe. That'd be great because then you got someone that knows what they're doing.
You just feel like a lot of men are intimidated if women show any like slight sign of masculinity. And lucky. You weren't dating anyone from Jim's mowing when you were up that tree in the Sunrise Weather Girl because it really could have caused some conflict.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, Fev, how are you travelling today? It's been a big week. You went to Adelaide. You had a massive feed over there. Even though the air conditioning in the restaurant wasn't working. Yeah, that surprises me.
My whole trip consisted of eating food, let's be honest. You go into the airport, you eat, you get to the hotel, got to order stuff off the room service. Always order a club sandwich, but had some Wagyu burgers, and then we went out, had a couple of beers, went out for dinner, some mashed dinner, got up, Went to the studio yesterday. The bloke downstairs cooked these amazing egg and bacon McMuffins with cheese and mate.
Do you know what I remember? Lunch. Do you remember Fev Byron, our first flight with Fev last year? And we got to the airport and we all ate lunch at the pub there. I didn't know there was a pub until I met Fev, but there's a pub at the airport.
That was in Brisbane. I think we had a work trip up there.
Yeah, we did. And then we had lunch. We got on the plane and you were running late and you eventually came because I was like, the guy sitting next to me is eventually going to get here. And then you came in with a massive bowl of curry. And I'm like, what? Okay. And then we got off the plane and you went to Hungry Jack's and you came up to me with two burgers because you said it was 2-for-1.
Yeah.
And I just remember going, wow, you eat a lot when you travel.
It's extraordinary.
Well, that's all you do.
You know, it'll be interesting. Adelaide was a big trip and it'll be interesting to get, I guess, the opinion of Fev's stomach.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
Incredible technology that enables us to speak directly to his stomach.
Oh, yeah. G'day, guys. Oh, what a week it's been.
How are you holding up?
Not well, Fee. I got to be honest. What a flight. I said to get 8 kilograms of carry-on, but they don't check your innards, do they? You got 30 kgs across on that jet star flight. It was full on. Anyway.
Wow.
Well, you know how it all worked out, don't you? He was supposedly across there for the fight between Mundine and Green, but didn't get the right night. But he didn't get a fight anyway. It was between South Australia's food supplies and Fev's appetite, guys. Oh, God. Fee, dinner was booked, no aircon in a 40-degree city. I thought maybe that'll stop the big man. No. I knew we were in trouble when the waiter asked, how do you want your steak cooked? And he started with this sentence, I'd like the first one medium rare.
Okay, thank you.
You in Adelaide, they give you 5 cents for every aluminum can you hand in. If they've got 5 cents for every plate he handed back, you get a holiday house in Port City.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the phone.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, where do you stand on ghosts?
Well, on Wednesday night in Adelaide, the movie Ghost was on.
Really? Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
Wow. Demi Moore.
Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
What, in your hotel or something?
Yeah, in the hotel. Wow. Was on, yeah.
Oh, geez, Potter's Wheel.
Good movie.
Do
His
you...
best mate stitched him. Bloody hell, for all this money.
Good
Bloody
twist. Anyway. Very good twist. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Have you? Okay, interesting. Because you're the newest member of this team, and as Byron and Dave know, I run ghost tours.
Oh, sorry, rewind? I'm the what?
Newest member of the team.
Greg is?
Well, Byron's been here a while.
No.
He didn't used to get the credit he deserved.
Yeah, so he's the newest member.
Okay.
Anyway,
so you, anyway, I'm right into ghosts. You'll recall...
You're into them? Wow.
Remember when I took you to Toowoomba to find them in the
Toowoomba.
Ghost house? Toowoomba. Anyway, how's this? There is a woman who is claiming that ghosts are keeping her single. She lives in a house with a man-hating ghost. So this ghost, anytime she has a man over or she's got a new boyfriend, the ghost appears and he does things like he moves keys around the house, glasses. He, interesting. I found this bit interesting. She's also got dolls, you won't be surprised to hear. So she lives in a house. That's a photo of her. She's got dolls.
They're Chucky dolls.
They look like Chucky dolls. And the ghost pulls down the knickers of her antique dolls.
Okay, she's got
all right, mate.
Two issues.
Yeah, mate. Maybe you got to sit this one out for a while. Have a think, yeah.
Where is she from? Australia?
She's from this is in the UK.
I was going to say we should go around and see.
You want to go around and see this man-hating ghost?
What? They're not the knicker-dropping ghost.
Well, they're not real. Come on.
No.
Now I have been known to access ghosts in my own. It's that psychic thing that I'm rocking.
No,
that the vibes.
You do not.
But no, you know what? It is one of the most fascinating things we do on this show when we tap in to the world of ghosts and hear ghost stories from people all over Melbourne and 131060. If you have a ghost that haunts your house or you've had an interaction with a ghost, we want to hear about it.
Hey, this is, I know this is derailing in a slight bit, and if anyone can answer this question, I really appreciate it.
Let's just keep the focus on the one topic.
Is it a Patrick Swayze question?
No, funny enough, no.
It's ghost.
But, you know, ghosts haunt houses.
Yeah.
At what time can you do a renovation when the ghost goes, nah, it's no longer for me? Like, they haunt a house. If you renovate half the house, does then the ghost go, it's not really my home territory anymore. I'm going to go to the afterlife. Like, at what stage do they clear off?
I'm checking out.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be.
You're trying to tell me you can tell a ghost story. Is that what you...
I do my own ghost tours. You'll be here. Dave's been on a couple of them. Byron,
There's something. I mean, I've even got one here.
Whenever we go on family holidays, Fev, I'll take you on a ghost tour.
There's this one, Fev. I've actually got a copy of this one. Thief on the Spirit of Tasmania. And I think channelling,
the spirits of Tasmania?
She was on the boat heading down there, channelling the history of Tasmania, going right back to Van Diemen.
As he stepped ashore, his foot fell into a really big ditch.
Oh, no!
And he sprained his ankle. But he couldn't get out of the ditch, and no one knew he was in that ditch. And he died in there of starvation. And there, God decided...
Oh, not Godfrey again!
So that one wasn't as scary as some others that have been told. But anyway, we'll take your calls. Heckled.
I'm a believer.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ghost stories, guys. There is a woman who is living with a man-hating ghost. This is not good for her. She's single. She wants to find love.
Oh, yeah.
But the ghost in the house keeps pulling down the knickers of the antique dolls, and I don't know why.
Strange.
Anyway,
yeah,
very
ghosts
do very strange things in people's houses. Now, Jason from Kilmore is joining us. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning, Fifi.
Jace, okay, are you haunted by a ghost?
So we've been suspecting that there was a ghost from the day we moved in, but we've never really had the proof to say, yeah, there is.
It's hard to get that proof, isn't it, Jace?
How do you think that?
And then this morning, when I came out to get ready for work, I noticed the pram rolling around the kitchen, and I just thought to myself, oh, yeah, one of my cats is just playing around in the bottom of it. So I walked up to it, and I jumped down to scare it, and turns out there was nothing in the pram. It was just rolling around by itself.
Oh, boy. Come on, Fev. That's scary. It's just rolling around.
There's a few issues there.
Is your kitchen on a slant?
No, I'm on a perfectly levelled block.
Perfect level.
Jace, how many bottles of wine last night?
No wine, maybe a few beers.
Jace, that is legitimately scary.
Right. Yeah. He was going to scare his cat.
Thank you, Jason.
No, but what's he doing?
The pram didn't just like move, it was rolling around.
Well, the cat, they've got cats. Obviously, it just hit it. Cats are pretty quick. Bang, gone, he's walked up.
Okay, so you still think it's
But also,
cat.
Boxy, how convenient is that? Like, there's times I don't want to push my daughter around in the pram. If you've got a ghost doing it, you don't have to pay for the help.
Sarah in Narre Warren.
I'll just watch Netflix. Hey, Casper, jump on that thing.
Sarah, we are talking about the serious issue of ghosts.
Yes, sorry.
Now, Sarah, are you haunted by a ghost?
Yes.
Talk us through it.
I work at a funeral home.
Oh,
and
God.
Is the funeral home haunted by ghosts?
Well, yes. If anywhere it's got to be. Yeah, fair enough.
Yes.
What happens?
It speaks to us and it messes up the linings of the caskets in the selection room. And it says one of the staff members' names. It says it has said it twice and it's spoken to me once. And I've seen it twice.
When it spoke to we do look for reason when we do our talk about ghost stories. Could it not have been someone in another room calling that person's name? Did it happen?
No, I was the only one here.
So what did it say to you?
It told me I was disgusting.
That's a very upsetting.
It's awful.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
You don't want angry ghosts haunting your funeral home.
That's actually petrifying. That's not funny, haha. That's genuinely frightening, story.
Yeah, Sarah, good luck with that. Unfortunately, we're not Ghostbusters. We could do something about this.
It's just a problem now.
I'm Hannah in Craigieburn. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hannah, well, we're really good, and you sound very cheery for a Friday morning, so depress us with your ghost story.
I have several ghost stories, but I'll just tell you the one.
The best one. The best one you got.
Yeah, this is going back years ago. Me and my partner at the time were watching just a ghost series on TV, and I had a CD rack right near the TV. Mine just been there for years. It's a secure spot. So while we're watching the series, all of a sudden, this CD rack just comes tumbling down out of nowhere.
Did you say a TV came tumbling down out of nowhere?
No, the CD rack right next to my
CD rack.
CD rack, that's frightening. The CD.
You're watching a
CD has fallen. in her home.
Scary.
Yeah.
Actually, did you have any other ones?
I mean,
I've got one more.
No, that's okay.
I mean, that's quite lucky though, because you think like, once your CD rack's gone and you've just got an iPod shuffle, the ghost's like, well, I got nothing. It's over now.
Most people this time of week, it's probably the biggest segment we have. Let's go to R&B Friday.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Dave Thornton's Undercover Dating is coming up, which is
guilty.
Not one that has had as much marketing pushed towards it, but still looking forward to hearing it.
I felt it went well, but some of the audio guys have told me not so much.
Okay, so we'll hear that a little bit later this hour on The Fox.
Guys, I think we've all been in a situation where we've been in a relationship and known that it's ready to end, but thought, oh, now's not the right time. Valentine's Day is next week. I'll wait till we get through that.
Valentine's Day.
Or maybe you've got a wedding coming up and you're going as a couple and you're like, I don't want to break up before that. We'll wait for the wedding.
Hey, Fee.
Yeah.
Since this is the second time you've talked about breakups on the show, is it Are You Okay Day today?
Are you okay?
I am in my pajamas and yes, I've come to work in my nighty. I'm that tired that I have given up on a lot of things in my life right now.
Yeah, you're a bit of a dark cloud on a Friday.
No, this is because this is a Reddit article that's gone nuts, gone viral, and everybody's talking about online why they're waiting to break up with someone. Ooh. Fascinating.
Brutal. Imagine your partner read that. Isn't that your handle?
Well, as we know, so many things on the internet are anonymous, and in many cases they shouldn't be. But people are saying, yeah, waiting till I've gone to my school formal before we can break up. Oh. Some guy's saying I'm waiting to break up with her until I can get my hoodie back. I mean.
At least he's not being insensitive. That's good. Hey, I know that feeling though. Like, I've done it before where you think, I don't know if this is really working out, but we've got a holiday booked in, so let's just push through to that.
Push through to
that. And
the
I remember then being on said holiday midway through, and you're like, we're going to break up here, are we? We've taken this breakup on tour. Oh, no.
Is that hoodie thing on the internet at Byron Cook with an E?
Yeah, you'd have a few hoodies out there, Byron. You'd
okay.
be trying to get
Very
back.
Very funny.
No, 131060 though, this is an interesting area. And we sometimes on this show offer this service, and I think we should do it right now.
Okay.
We have a little thing called a voice disguiser, and we can act like a confessional. So 131060 right now.
So we're the priests.
Let's distance ourselves a little bit from that. But
From the Catholic Church.
We would love to hear why you're waiting to break up with someone right now. So you know it's over. Mm. Maybe it is. Look, guys, Valentine's Day is next week. That's a tricky. There'd be people.
It's a very good point.
Well, no, that's. Well, yeah, I guess they could.
That'd be amazing.
Well, it would be amazing. Well, we can ask that too. 131060, are you waiting to break up with someone? Maybe it is a holiday you've both invested in and you just want to get that out of the way. Or, as Fev said, do you want to break up on air right now? I mean, I don't know that we're going to get lots of calls.
Really?
But yeah?
Jerry.
131060.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are talking about why or the reason that you have put off breaking up with somebody. Now, it can often be you've invested in something in the future, so you've got a wedding coming up or a holiday or maybe they're going through a bad trot and you're like, I'll get to the end of that. Some people literally park their breakup for various reasons.
Yeah, maybe they live in another continent. You know, it was a bit of a holiday romance, but you said some things you can't take back. So you get the return flight back to Australia, go back to being Sunrise Weather Girl, never talk to him again.
And we did ask, are you okay, Fev? Because you're very tired and you have come in with your pajamas on and you're talking about breakup. So, Stephen, if you're listening, it's not about you.
Anyway, we have opened the phone lines, 131060. If you are prepared to say you're waiting to break up with someone, we've got a voice disguiser. And
we've got to be sensitive around this because this is a serious one for this caller whose name is not Madison and does not live in Thornbury.
Oh, Ashley. That's Madison. Right.
So this is definitely not Madison. Now, Madison, you're on the voice disguiser. Thank you for ringing in the show and confiding to us.
That's okay.
You're in a relationship right now, and why are you putting off the breakup?
My lease doesn't end until September.
Right, so you live together?
Yes, and we have for over a year.
Okay, so why? Okay, so if you broke up now, Madison, what are the repercussions?
Lose your bond.
Not only the bond, we have to pay 2 months up front, and being that The area is not in demand. I actually put feelers out to see whether there was going to be any chance of finding somebody else to sort of rent that area, and like there's nobody interested.
Oh no! So Madison, you've got to get through till September.
Yeah.
Does he know? Does he got the inkling that maybe the vibe's gone? The romance?
Oh, he has absolutely no idea.
Oh, oh no, Madison.
That relationship's like a phone contract.
Madison,
yeah. This one out and get a better deal.
Madison, oh, I know, financially that's a tough situation. I feel like life's too short. That's like 6 months.
Oh, he has it coming. Long story short, I was contacted by somebody who's basically been cheating on me. So
oh, drop him.
Madison, ask for the
get
bond.
Get rid of him. Leave him with the bond.
Mate, leaving it as it is now, taking him for everything he's got.
Ring in on Monday, play the pop quiz, win 10 grand and pew, get out of there.
There we go. Thank you very much, Madison.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It's been a big week for one Brendan Favola. We all know that last week you thought that you were going to the big green mundane fight this Wednesday, the Wednesday just passed. It was actually last Friday night. You were a week out, but you'd booked your flight and accommodation. So there you were, travelling over to Adelaide on Wednesday for the night, basically to do nothing. And we had all these wonderful listeners ringing, and they said, hey, Fev, while you're in Adelaide with nothing to do for 24 hours, why don't you go and do some stuff for us?
Yeah, that's right, Thief. And my little holiday with Schnooksy turned into a work holiday, so I'll be invoicing for everything that I spent. But hey, anyway, that'd be a story of the Fevolution probably. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I got a few calls to do some certain things, and a couple of things fell through because no one wanted to hang out, so that was a bit upsetting. But I thought to myself, when in Adelaide, what do? Go to the Crazy Horse.
You went to Shannon Knowles' Crazy Horse?
Yeah, Knowlesy was there. Well, why can't the Loosh go there?
That's the strip club, isn't it?
They wouldn't let him back in. He got locked out, didn't he?
He got locked out. So I thought I'd go to Crazy Horse.
What about Knowlesy? It isn't fair. He wanted to see ladies in their underwear. Crazy Horse. He just wanted a perf, but instead you kicked him to the curb. What about him? What about him?
Yeah, some of my finest work there, Byron, but yeah. I couldn't get in either because they're renovating it, so it's actually shut down, so they're doing a big reno on it.
You sung that out the front of the Crazy Horse while you're in town. That's commitment, mate.
Yeah, that's commitment.
You know what? You're saying that you didn't do much. I do know, though. We had Leroy ring in from Mernda, and he said, could you get him a couple of bottles of Penfolds? And he's actually just rung in again. Are you there, Leroy?
Yep.
Leroy, Fev's here. You asked him to get you those. What were the bottles of Penfolds you were after?
I think they're a couple of Grange bottles.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I was pretty busy and I got a lot of requests. I got a request from Fee, from Byron to get some chocolate. Probably don't need any chocolate, Byron, but...
Dark chocolate.
I didn't have any time to do that, so I was also going to go see Claire...
her grandma.
Grandma, and she was busy. I was going to go on a date with... Phil, I don't whoever
some
that
guy,
some guy,
but
he couldn't get time off work, so I was getting stitched up a lot. But as I was leaving my hotel room, you know, when you do the little search for everything and go make sure I've got my charger out of the wall packed up, I saw a nice bottle of a little bottle, 375 mil of Penfolds Shiraz kebab. Ooh. Cabernet, I should say. And it was a little bottle there, and I thought, I might take that for me little mate Leroy. So I put it into my suitcase. And so I got you a bottle of wine from the minibar.
It's half a bottle of wine, really.
Thanks, mate. I'm speechless.
Yeah, well, at least I thought of it.
Half a bottle of wine, but it's a bar tab, so that would have cost you about as much as Penfolds.
Yeah,
you know
thanks
what
for
I
that,
love about this, though? You, Fev, I mean, the other day, the phones lit up, melted down with people saying, could Fev go and do these jobs for us in Adelaide or go and visit people on their behalf? And I was just thinking, I mean, you know what? People want access to the Loosh. They want access to Fevolution. And you have a fair bit of time on your...
Whoa.
Now, you have a fair bit of time of your hand on your hands. So why don't we... I mean, you were helping people in Adelaide. Forget that. Melbourne.
Great.
Why don't we say 131060, if you would like Fev to do something for you, maybe next week, like come and visit you, just sit and have a cuppa. You'd have a cuppa with someone's nan. Maybe you want help clearing the spouting. Maybe you need help.
Are we on air?
Yeah, we're on air
okay,
now.
Yep.
Why don't we call, oh my goodness, you know what we should do? We should call this not the word I can't say for this month, February. We should say, call this February. And it's the month where Fev visits the people and does stuff for everybody in Melbourne.
Genius.
Jeez, that's the most up you've been all week.
Yeah, you got me excited.
Dishing off work to other people in the studio. I don't have to do anything.
Get access to Fev.
This Fev will do everything. Yeah. Like hire a hubby. Hire a Fevy.
What do you want Fev to do? Look at the phones. They've melted down.
I can go to Bucks parties. I can be best man.
Yeah.
I can mow lawns.
Yeah, put on a punter crown casino. No,
it's February.
Go visit some kids in the hospital. Give it to me. I'll do it.
Oh, good on you. Right. Well, the phone's already going crazy. This has taken off and Fev's even on board. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I have completed my undercover dating, that experiment. Now, if you missed it, it was where I was in full prosthetics. I was in disguise and I was dating to see what it was like to date when your looks change and how when you feel differently about yourself, how it affects your confidence.
You're smoking not. I mean, hot.
thank you for pointing that out. And so I went on a series of dates and nobody knew who I was. Now, Dave, I didn't realise that you were in the wings going, let me have a go. I'd love to do some undercover dating.
Well, no, hang on a second. I just want to point out, as broadcasters, we have a responsibility to be honest to our listeners. Oh. And radio is just all trial and error. And like it all worked out for you, but I realise a lot of people don't know, is I was the first one to try it out.
Oh, you did this first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it went quite well, but it was all the people behind the scenes that said, I'm not sure, maybe we should get Fifi in. I was like, all right, well, why don't we let the audience judge?
Dave Thornton's Undercover Dating. Dave Thornton was completely transformed by a professional prosthetics makeup artist. Dave is gone and Trevor is here. Dave is about to go on a date with his looks and questionable fame taken away from him. He'll have to rely solely on his personality.
Hi, my name's Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah, I'm Trevor.
And what do you do with yourself, Trevor?
Actually, I work in hospitality at the moment, but my dream is to become a stand-up comedian.
Tell us a joke.
Guy walks into a bar, and no one else is there, so he orders a drink from the bartender, and as the bartender's pouring the beer, someone says, "You look amazing today." He's like, "Sorry, bartender, what did you say?" Bartender's puzzled. He said, "Well, nothing." And then the guy's puzzled, says, "What? Who said that?" And the bartender says, "Oh, it must be the bar nuts. They're complimentary."
I don't get it.
Damn it, Fevious.
Well, you know, good luck with it. I love stand-up comedy. Cool. Except for that, that guy on Fox FM. Huh?
What, Dave Thornton?
Yuck. Mm. Acting like he's Fifi's daughter on the show. You don't even sound like a kid, you
I don't think that's the point. Like, it's intentionally bad.
It's just not funny.
Comedy's subjective. Like, I think that guy's pretty funny.
That guy's as funny as diarrhea.
Diarrhea's pretty funny, okay?
It's not. Part of your nose fell off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have leprosy and I gotta go.
So, would Sarah date Trevor again?
Hell no. He thinks Dave Thornton's funny, and worst of all, he tried to pay with Fifi Box's credit card. He says she's got plenty of them and wouldn't miss this one. What a creep.
Dave Thornton's Undercover Dating.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing?
Celebrity edition.
Yes, it's amazing.
Yes, it's where a celebrity comes in and helps us play our favourite game that we play every Friday.
And she's back. We're so excited. Captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Women's Football Club, Daisy Pearce. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, I should have signed the microphone.
Byron hasn't turned your microphone
See, that's,
on.
That's what happens. Oh,
God. Talking to that one.
Quick change, rotation.
There we go.
Going to the forward pocket.
You are coming. Yeah. Oh, you are such a disciplined athlete, such a professional. I mean, we have to talk about last weekend, you know, the first round of the women's league, which went off. I mean, it was so huge. And then you've come into this studio. We haven't turned your microphone on. We're all eating Jaffles. I'm in my pyjamas. We're better than this, Daisy, and we should be for you. But yeah, Fev, I mean, how proud are you, were you of the girls last
week? Yeah, it was amazing. We did a blackout challenge last week and we drove past Optus Oval and we put the radio on to say people have been turned back, and the amount of people that went to the footy and supported it. And I don't know if you heard it, but there's a guy in the Celebrity Get Me Out of Here who said they were talking about the women's footy Friday night in Melbourne, wonder what's going on. And he said the women's footy would not work. And geez, did we prove them wrong. Everyone. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, just I'm so proud.
Sensational result, wasn't it? To see that many people turn out. I mean, on my way there, I got this buzz that this place is going to fill up. I was there 3 hours early and there were people already packing out the stands and I just thought this is going to be massive. And it was such a proud moment for me as a player and someone that's been involved in the competition for a long time, but also just as a woman to go, people want to come and watch us. You just have to put it on the stage.
I sat there watching the TV on the Saturday and the Sunday and all my girls were literally watching it and they don't watch any footy. They hate footy. And they're watching it going, I want to play. Like literally, even Lulu was sitting there going, I want to play, Dad. And I reckon that was a sentiment across the whole of Victoria or whole of Australia that most girls would be sitting there with their parents, mums or dads going, I want to play footy.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the beauty of it is that girls that probably haven't even considered football or sport before, now that AFL and other sports as well are having a bigger profile and more visible, suddenly they see themselves there and it's just going to make them so much more likely to take up sport, which we know is so important, but other things as well, things that have been a men's game or men's domain for a long time, it's suddenly like, I can do that. And it will make them look beyond football fields and do amazing things elsewhere as well, I think.
100%. I did feel sorry for you, Daisy. It poured down on Sunday down at Casey Fields. Every other game was played in beautiful conditions. Cats and dogs down there at Casey Fields.
Yeah.
And you got rolled.
It was a shocker.
Upset.
It was, a lot went wrong for the D's, but a good learning experience, I suppose. But, yeah, I guess it was just a real lesson in you just have to take your opportunities. They're really quick games, 15-minute quarters. There's only 7 rounds in this season. So you really have to be there and take your opportunities when they come. And Brisbane did that better than us on the weekend. But the conditions were crazy.
Oh, they were horrific.
But were you annoyed because you guys, you had the draft a few weeks ago and got all the women. Did you want to get like Stephanie Rice next time in case it gets that wet again?
She probably would have been handy.
She would have been great.
Now, Daisy, good luck Collingwood this weekend.
And the game's been changed, Thief.
Oh, has it?
What do you mean? They've moved venues because of the people. They were playing it at where Collingwood train.
Yeah.
And they've moved it as a double header at Visy Park, which will be amazing. Icon Park, they can call it now.
Yeah, so
that's incredible.
It's great. Yeah, really good. After the weekend, they cracked the 50,000 mark for spectators across the whole weekend. And now, after Carlton and GWS, we'll take on the Pies out at Icon Park.
So good.
We're looking forward to it.
As a warm-up to that, Daisy, we thought we'd get you in here, give you a few drills, and more so if you were out there needing to, I guess, trash talk an opponent, we were going to set you up with an amazing story. Well, hopefully you've brought one in and we'll tell you how good it is. Do you like what I've done there?
I like what you've done.
You're thinking
preparing me for some sledging, I think, because I've heard a few of these segments before and there are some amazing stories. So I'm a bit...
Feb's a very tough judge.
I'm a bit nervous.
Right.
Coming in, I was nervous, but then I heard Fev singing the Crazy Horse song and I thought, no, you'll be fine.
Yeah. It was rubbish, wasn't it?
Dave Thornton, not me.
13 1060.
You
call us up,
it.
Guys. You asked me to write it. Order in the court. 13 1060. Call us up right now if you've
She's
got an amazing...
She's invited us.
If you've got an amazing story, give us a call on the phones right now. Daisy's going to join us on the judging panel, but please, Daisy, if you could kick us off with an amazing story and these guys will let you know if it's as amazing as you think it is.
Well, I've got two.
Okay.
I can't decide. You help me decide. There's one about a guinea pig.
Yep.
Or there's one about, you know, how I was a midwife before becoming a footballer. There's one from my midwifery days.
Yeah, go the midwife.
I want the midwifery.
Yeah, same.
I just had
a bub. I got full respect for midwives.
So you know how you hear people say that, I didn't know I was pregnant and I gave birth and you think, how is that possible? I mean, you would know, Faith, you've had
you
a baby.
You know when you're pregnant.
There's a human crawling around in you. There's a creature. Well, I once had a call on a shift that there's a lady down in the emergency department that has stomach pains. She'd just presented to the normal part of the hospital.
Yeah.
And they'd discovered that she was pregnant. So I went down thinking she must be, you know, early on or whatever it was. Gave birth to a full term, fully grown baby and genuinely did not know that she was pregnant.
Did you?
three kilogram baby.
And when you looked at her, did she look
all
pregnant?
Healthy? No, she didn't.
Guys, that's an obvious one.
I mean, yes, it's
amazing. That's an amazing story there.
Yes, that's an amazing story. Can't wait.
And the kid was a guinea pig.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
D-
Daisy Pierce is a celebrity joining us. In fact, we love when she just drops in anytime. Massive weekend for Daisy and Melbourne FC taking on Collingwood this Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 7, part of a doubleheader at Icon Park, Carlton versus the Giants and then the Pies against the D's. So that is a massive day of footy, and she's here to help us out with Is It Amazing this morning.
Yeah, massive weekend of footy on the cards, but there's want to be good, amazing stories because this is ticking into my weekend.
Daisy, this is what we have to endure. Anyway, okay, so we've got Claire from Ringwood on the line. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Claire. We've got Daisy Pierce here. She's ready to help judge. So I'm hoping that I've got some more estrogen in the studio so, we, you know, I've got somebody, an ally to stand with me because the boys usually overrule me, Daisy. Okay, Claire, what's your amazing story?
Okay, so when I was in grade 5, I was vacuuming the house for my mum, and long story short, I ended up actually getting electrocuted. It was a good 5 or 10 seconds before something actually just cut out and made it stop. But the thing is that we didn't actually have a security switch at the time, so we still to this day have no idea what made it stop. And my dad's an electrician, so.
So when you say it made it stop, you were being electrocuted, holding it, and it wouldn't stop. So.
Yeah. So what happened is I vacuumed over the cord, and it sucked up the plastic on the outside. And then when I picked it up, I got zapped, but I couldn't let go, and then all of a sudden I was able to.
And you're still here with us, Claire. I mean, I am.
Okay, Pim. Let's throw to Daisy.
Oh, that's a tough one because it might not be brilliant. No, sorry, up to you, Daisy.
Oh, it's a wonderful story, and I'm glad she's still with us.
But lovely.
I don't know if the actual cutting out of the electricity is amazing. Wouldn't that just happen as part of the electric circuit?
Here we go.
Good point. It's a close to amazing.
Thank you so much,
mate,
Claire.
Hey, dodging death isn't good enough for us.
Dodging death bit's great, but right. I'm just, I think that that's how houses are set up. I'm not an electrician, though. Isn't that what would happen? The safety circuit would break or something?
I love
that's
you,
That's why
Daisy.
We love Daisy.
We love you. Love
that. Good luck this weekend against the Pies. Hope you get a W. Yeah.
Good when you're lined up in the midfield, tell that story, and when your opponent's befuddled, grab the pill, run off.
That's it for us. Big Blackout Challenge on Monday does involve manpower, the thunder from down under. It's Fev and myself, thanks so much to Dave for not being there that night. We really appreciate it, Dave.
You're welcome.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au